This is Yerick. Oh, what a day. I'm so busy doing coaching and driving Ray's Uber car that he doesn't know about. This next call is from Mr. Rottweiler, and he gives history of his usings of different iPads and iPhones. Very interesting scientific sort of call. I like this. It's different. Thank you, Mr. Rottweiler. Okay, this is Yerick. Hit me up!
You know, I think it's great that you got a station here on Anchor as well. And I really, really hope that you enjoy using it, because Anchor is just a fun application to use. I've been using it for 19 months now, and I have just met so many great people on this app. And I started off using it on my iPad. And then when the first update to Anchor came out with version 1, I then decided to try it on my iPhone. And I've kind of stuck with that ever since.
I will forever be changed now that I have Yerick in my life. Thank you so much. I will be asking questions along the way, and I want to thank you so much. So listen, to start, what do you like better? Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, which of those do you like? Or Arby's, or Chick-fil-A? I don't know if you have any of those where you're at, but tell me.
Jesse! I want to be Jesse's girl! No, not really. I'm not doing that kind of thing. Which ones do I like? McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, or Chick-fil-A, or Arby's? No. Okay. Here's easy, simple answer. Okay, McDonald's? No. I'm not into silly clowns. Don't like the noses, the weirdness. Okay, Burger King. Stupid-ass looking king with crazy look on face. No. Wendy's, cute, too young. Too young for me, don't want to go to jail. I hear that in this country, you play around with little red-headed girls, you go to jail for a long time, and don't want to drop soap. No, thank you. Chick-fil-A. I don't know this one. But I like the sound of it, Chick-fil-A. I love having Chick-fil-A as much as I can. This is what chicks are for lay. I love this. In old country, we even say this. Where are the chicks? I need for lay. Of course, we say it in our own language. It's like, it's a... And we do it. Hucka, 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 hucka. Oh, yes, indeed. I need to find this Chick-fil-A. Where do you have them? I have not seen this. I need to know. Okay, that is answer. This is Yerick. I love you. I want you. I need you. I want you and I need you. See, I can sing as well. If you need singing lessons, I also do this in addition to life coaching. Okay, hit me up at yerricklifecoach.com. Okay, bye. I love this country. I love it. I'm looking around on Anchors, and I see a station called the Roxy Dryers. Take shoe hires. She's talking about the marijuana plantings. In public like this. Oh, Lord. What a free country. It is like not being in dictatorship. It is so fantastic. You can talk on phone about marijuana. Oh, God in heaven. If I did this at home, what they would do is first, they would hear this. Then they would look up my address, find my family, then they would take the smallest of my first wife's children and then cut off each toe with pruning shear in front of me while a watch hanging upside down being electrocuted onto my penis. And then they would take my second wife and make her hit me with one of these rosebush things with the little spikes on it on my penis and on my beak and in my buttocks. And then they would take my next child and they would make the child eat the broken off toes. And then they would have me say, I am homosexual. I am homosexual. I love to suck, you know, mean thing. And then they would go. This would be after first time. But here, Roxy Dreyer, take you higher. She talk about it like it was like walking cross street. Walking across street. Is that what you say? Like it was walking across street or something. This is unbelievable to me, but I am life coach, so, you know, I don't get too excited about these things because I put them in all the perspectives. I just wanted to be sharing this. I love this Roxy Dreyer. I do wonder if her name is for real Roxy Dreyer because it seems to be rhyming with higher. Taking you higher, drier takes you higher. So I don't know if she is making up her name. It might be Roxy Slobotnik or Jones. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Roxy Dreyer, take you higher. You go, girl. You go, girl. You get them. Okay. Roxy Dreyer, if you hear this and you are too stoned sometimes and you're going, why am I doing so much pot? Call me. I help you with life coaching. We control these things. And then maybe we also do a little bit together. I don't know where you are, but you can work things out. Okay, this is Yorick. Thank you very much. Hit me up. Hit me up at YorickLifeCoach.com. Okay, Yorick, loving you. Bye. Hello, anchor peeps. I love this. I heard a man on the television say peeps. I love that because it sounds like people, but it is more like a small yellow chick you put in microwave. okay, now we have some man named Michael from land where our small leprechauns live. And he wants to marry his cousin, which I have no problem seeing. This is normal. I don't get what's going on here about not marrying cousins. Very weird. But she just wants him to sing to him. And I will give him free singing lesson after you listen. After you listen to his questions. Okay, bye.
Because she was telling me in her way, I think, that she would cook the supper for me and that all I had to do was to sing to her and that would woo her over. Now, I was thinking that I could do with a few singing lessons, you know. I have a good start. I do know quite a bit. Like, I'll give you a sample here now. This is from, we'd be often singing this, Me and the Sheep Above. It is from Mozart. La la anyway, there we are. I can sing the old bit of the opera.
If you sing like this, Paul, she will run for a mountain and she will take your ram and your ewe and you'll never see them again because that was awful. I need to be honest. Okay, so you're sounding like this. Oh, God, this is terrible. Okay, and there is one simple solution. As as you're singing, you squeeze your buttocks together, the butt cheeks, like trying to hold giant pee-pee piss, like you're taking sausage and holding it hard. Okay, here we go. So if I do it without that, if I do it like you, it's... Okay, now listen to this. If I squeeze my butt cheeks and squeeze my sausage, here's what it sounds like. See how much more power? See? Okay, I give you free lesson. Send me, you said you wanted to send me RAM and use, well, how are you going to do this? Put in boat? Make them swim cross ocean? Mr. Michael, consider this free, okay? And you go play with your cousin. All right, babe.
This is my old country music. You're making me so sad. I am lonely. I need my yak back. I need to see my mama. I want to play with my small cousin, Miss Harry Bundy. Missing my girlfriend who had long toenails that I like to suck on. I don't talk anymore.
I love Spider-Man so much. I love spiders. I love to play with them. In old country, when we were hungry, we'd even put them in a frying pan with some yak butter, fry them up. Delicioso, as they say in Italians. Anyway, here's a little spider something for you. Thank you.
Hello! It seems as though you are Spider-Man fan. I am as well. I love it. I love Spider-Man. Have since I was small rodent child. Spider-Man does whatever he can. Spider-Man can. He makes his web and catches bugs. He flies from buildings and has lots of love for other spiders. I remember this from when I was small boy. I saw this show one time in the bar where there were soldiers. Spider-Man, thank you so much for reminding of, sorry. Okay, hit me up, I'm Yurik.com, I can help you with all life coaching problems, bye.